This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Manufacturing floors are changing. It used to be a designer would send a stack of drawings to show how a part is built. Now all that can happen electronically. At least that's the goal of digital manufacturing. From Ohio, WKSU's Jeff St. Clair has more.
Mateus Elegiers is head of an Akron-based startup called Jazzwig. He designed an adjustable standing desk. He says it's healthier than sitting all day. We're at a shop in Cleveland where the components of his wooden desk are routed out of sheets of birch plywood. Elegiers didn't bring any drawings. Instead,
we sent him the file through email.
It contains the design for the desk and instructions for the cuts.
It's one single, you could call it like an application that you use on an iPhone.
After a few quality checks, the machine whirls them out. Elegiers plans to replicate this model all over the world by sending a digital file to local wood shops close to where the desks are sold.
Digital manufacturing means that you have a very standardized system or a very standardized product using that code file that can be made in every city of the U.S. and of Europe and Australia and China.
But he's hitting a roadblock.
Most workshops still expect to get a print.
That's a dilemma Greg Harris is trying to remedy.
It's a big issue.
He's with the Digital Manufacturing and Innovation Institute in Chicago, a public-private effort to speed American manufacturing's transition into the digital age. The goal, he says, is to network every part of the manufacturing chain, from suppliers to fabricators to distributors, through what he calls the digital thread.
Digital thread talks about capturing the information digitally, everything from concept of the design through the end of life of whatever product or system that you're talking about.
But Harris says parts of that thread are pretty frayed. Most small manufacturers, a big chunk of the nation's supply chain, are running older pre-internet equipment.
That's one of the issues that we're having to address is this legacy equipment.
And most shops are definitely not ready for this.
And in Ohio, Elegiers agrees. He says the digital thread can be hard to trace in his plans to ship an app for making a desk instead of a finished product. In Akron, I'm Jeff St. Clair for Marketplace.